see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Don't you just want to melt into it, Eric? I mean,
sure.
Don't you think it's a wonderful, wonderful world?
Indeed.
I mean, why not? The alternative doesn't feel very good to me. You are listening to Life Solutions, Life Solutions with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and my co-host, Mary Manon Morrissey. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about who we are. Actually, what we might do, Mary, is you say a little bit about who you are, and I'll say a little bit about who I am.
Okay. Well, I want to welcome all our listeners today. I'm Mary Manon Morrissey, and I'm an author and a speaker and a minister and a teacher, and I've been working the last 25 years with thousands of people in what I call the laboratory called life, developing healthier, stronger senses of well-being and self-esteem and lives that work and understanding the power that is within every one of us to co-create a life that is really magnificent. Not a life that just comes, but a life that we really love living. So that's what today's program is about. It's about how to create a life that you really love.
Absolutely. And for those of you that don't get to listen to my show at 11 to noon, I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And we are right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m., Monday through Friday, 11 to noon. And what I love to do is I love to help people live life full out, to bust through, as we would say, the crust, and step forth and declare the magnificence that you are. And I do that in a number of different ways. Radio right now is what I absolutely love, and love doing it with each and every one of you. So, Mary, I am so totally jazzed about today's show. We have been doing this show now for 4 weeks, I believe. And this has been such an extraordinary experience in how quickly, by the way, in terms of radio stuff, let me just mention this to you, Mary, in terms of what they call, you know, radio, introducing radio, especially new radio show in a new time spot. We have been blessed each week with people that have found out about the show, are eager to call in, and have picked up the phone and have dialed in. This is this is remarkable. And we would like to let each and every one of you know that this show is about you calling in. Isn't it, Mary? Isn't that the way that you wanted this created?
Absolutely.
So let's do this. We're going to make sure that you have an opportunity to call in. Real people, real question, real problems, and real solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. This is a very special opportunity to get connected, to really break free of all of those things that is holding you back. Now, the topic for today's show, is called the Power Minute. And I think, Mary, it really would serve us if you could just give people a backdrop for understanding today's show, The Power Minute. And I think the phones are already ringing. I didn't even give out the phone number, by the way. But to give people a backdrop for The Power Minute and, you know, and the program there that you're doing, Life Mastery.
Okay. I'd love to. What I wanted to bring to us today is that 1 minute can absolutely change our entire day. That what happens is we wake up in the morning with a certain kind of general pattern in which we begin our day. And every one of us, if you think of yourself, you know, when I would, today, when the listeners want to come and listen to progressive radio, they tune their dial to a certain frequency and expect to hear talk radio. They don't tune their dial to 1200 and expect to hear talk radio. They tune their dial to the frequency in which the Dr. Pat Show is going to come and is being broadcast. So nobody expects to get the Dr. Pat Show on 1200 frequency. So, but if it works the same way in our lives, if we don't tune our thinking and tune our attitude and tune our attention to the frequency of the day we want to live from, it's unrealistic for us to expect to have a different day than the frequency we're tuned to. And so today's show is about how to spend 1 minute in the morning and or sometime during the day and have your entire day changed by the focus of that 1 minute.
what I love about this, Mary, is, and you talked about this last week, we had a number of calls that called in last week that specifically asked about, they asked the question, really, you know, there's so much that I see out there. How do I do this? How do I put one foot in front of the other? And you are really wonderful in letting people know that you take one bite at a time. Isn't the power minute a way for each of us to get just really, you know, crank up our daily spiritual practice?
Absolutely. Most of us don't increase or change our spiritual practice because we think that spiritual practice requires 20 minutes of a yoga position, focused meditation, saying soham or some other esoteric term, or that it really requires a lot of time, or we're going to have to change our whole eating pattern or wear new clothes. We're all doing a practice. Every one of us has a practice. Our practice is the way we do our lives. So the power minute, and it's a 1 minute power minute, is that in 1 minute we can actually amp up our power. We can actually become much more attuned to what it is we would like to bring forth. We have to know, of course, what that is, and that's primary for our day, is to begin the day asking yourself, what's important to me today? And it's not just the to-do list. Most of us are trained in today's world that we have this big, long to-do list, and we feel overwhelmed before we even put our feet out of bed. You know, it's true that today every one of us is confronted with more information in 24 hours than our foreparents were confronted with in an entire year. It used to be 50 years ago, if you turned on the television, you only had 3 viewing choices. Now you have cable. You have several hundred viewing choices just to decide on a television program. It used to be that if you went to buy a pair of tennis shoes, you bought a pair of tennis shoes. Now, when you go, you take the different brands and models and colors, and it's 76,000 different choices just to buy a pair of tennis shoes. And that's going on all the time in almost every arena of our lives, just to have your car washed. They give you 12 different scents you're supposed to decide from, whether you want it to smell like banana or cucumber. So this is all going on. And in the morning when you wake up, at some points during the day, to just tune back to the frequency of what is important to me, what matters in my life. Because every one of us is powerful beyond measure. We are not only a receiving station, we are a broadcast station. Every single one of us with our thoughts. If you think about a broadcast station with a tower broadcasting in its own frequency, the message it wants to carry forth, which is why this program is so, and your show, Dr. Pat, is so important, because it's broadcasting a positive message. It's broadcasting how to change our lives, how to break through the crust and the illusion of powerlessness and getting stuck in the patterns that keep us from moving forward. So it's broadcasting in a certain frequency. Well, so are we. We're broadcasting in the frequency of lack or limitation or low self-esteem or problems. And it takes a conscious choice and some support to know how to broadcast a new message.
You know, Mary, I know that we start each show, and I want to say this to everyone. We start each show with basically giving a description, and then Mary tells the most beautiful stories, creative. Some of them are funny, and they have been actually, Mary, the feedback that I'm getting about the stories is they really help our listeners really see an example of what it is that we're talking about. The themes really drives the point home. It's so easy, I think, to see the kind of stuckness we're in from the eyes of another person. And the stories really help us do that. They really do. So I know you have a story for today.
Absolutely.
And I think it would be great for us to hear that wonderful story. And as I said before, yeah, we are going to open up the phone lines. We actually have people on hold.
Oh, good. Do you want to take the call, or do you want to do the story first?
What do you want to do?
Let's take the call while they're there.
Oh, she's going to call back? She's going to call back.
There we go.
She's going to call back, so I guess we're going to do the story.
We're going to do the story right now. Okay. Well, this particular teaching story, I think, will fit very well with the idea of a power minute. There was a mother mouse who took 5 babies out for a walk one day. And as she went for a walk, she carried, 5 little babies huddled behind her. She was walking along the side of a building, and when she came to the elbow of the building, all of a sudden around the corner came a cat. And the cat saw the mother mouse and the 5 babies and thought, lunch. So as the mother mouse with her 5 babies is in the corner or the elbow of the building, she has no place to run or hide with these babies. And they're crouched and hiding behind her, and she's seeing the cat come pouncing, just stalking her, coming closer and closer and closer. And as the cat is about to pounce on the mother mouse and her five babies, the mother mouse, with as much ferocity as she can, she stands up on her hind legs, and as loudly as she can muster, the mother mouse just says to that cat, "Ruff!" And the cat is shocked by a mouse who says, "Ruff!" and runs away. And the mother mouse turns around to her babies, and she says, "They're my children. Now you understand the value of knowing more than one language." Now, of course, in a way, that's a joke, but it's a very powerful teaching story.
It really is, isn't it?
It is, because there are messages all around us all the time. Every single thing is speaking its message to us, because life is everywhere. It was Meister Eckhart who said, "God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere." Or you could replace that with spirit or life. Life is a circle whose center is everywhere, whose ending is nowhere. That every aspect of life feels itself to be the center, and in fact is a center of perspective, a center of awareness, a center of power, a center of all that is the nature of this universe, pointed and experienced in that individual essence, which means that you experience your life as the center of your universe. So do I. So do our listeners. So does the robin. So does the earthworm. Every part experiences itself to be the center and reveals through its experience aspects of the universe or aspects of the nature of the universe or life itself. So what that means is every one of us has capacities that are way beyond what we know. So the mother mouse is saying, "They're my children. Now you understand that in a moment of need, you have capacities that you may not know, and there is a real value in having more than one language." So part of this for our listener is that there is a language not only of receiving, but there is a language of broadcasting, and that the thoughts we hold over time must manifest after their kind. Just like if you have a garden, you can't plant corn and really expect to get marigolds, because corn produces corn. And the thoughts we're broadcasting, the major tenor of our thought patterns, if you just think of yourself as a broadcast station and you're broadcasting these thoughts into the field of the universe, if you change the frequency of your broadcast, the experience that you have will change. It absolutely has to. It's the law of the universe. They call it the law of the farm or the law of the universe. So here's part of what can happen in 1 minute. In 1 minute, you can pause and say, "What matters to me today? What is it I really want to be today? What do I want to experience today? When I put my head down on the pillow tonight, do I want to feel closer to my children? Do I want, you know, there'll be a temptation to have your big to-do list done and the feeling of relief, like, ah, I got all that work done. But when it's all said and done, what matters to you? Is it the to-do list? Is it relationships? Is it a healthier body? Is it more intimacy with the person you're closest to or the people you care most about?" That the sorting mechanism for what matters is really a key part of having a life that works and works well.
Mm. You know, this show is about looking at that power minute. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat. This is Life Solutions with Mary Manna Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile, all part of the Dr. Pat Show family. And we are talking about the power minute. We're talking about how each and every one of us can, you know, really create a shift in our day to focus on that which we want, what's important to us, as Mary would say. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, more with Mary Manna Morrissey. www.lifesolutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I, did I even spell that right? I got thrown off. lifesolutions.com with Mary Manna Morrissey. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with Mary. And the phone lines are open, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or, oh, 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569.
There we go.
Or live at thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back.
Take the first step to better health and get the ultimate body fuel with awareness products. Whether you want to lose weight, energize yourself, or improve your overall health, our products are a natural approach based on time-tested ingredients. For more information, contact Sally Wren at welove.awarenesslife.com. That's welove.awarenesslife.com. Or call 206-363-7194. That's 206-363-7194 for awareness products.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar August 11th through the 13th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to Pack.edu to learn more.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
1150 KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ah, yes, indeed. I've got the power. Love that. Good choice of music, Eric.
Thank you. Well, cool. You know, it's our Power Minute episode, so.
It really is. And, you know, what's really important about this is that each and every one of us gets to have a Power Minute. For you, if you're tuning in and you're wondering, wow, how did I find that great show? Just turn that dial. There I was. You're listening to Life Solutions with Mary Manna Morrissey and, of course, me, Dr. Pat Basile, all part of the Dr. Pat Show family. Mary, let's mention the Power Minute and let's talk a little bit about how people can find out more about it.
Well, there's a Power Minute that I deliver by voicemail to each person who wants to receive it every single day. So imagine that sometime next week, if you sign up this week and it's free, you can have a complete free month with this. So for the next 30 days, sometime during the day between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., your phone would ring. And if you have time to take a minute, you pick up the phone. If you don't have time to take a minute, you let it go to your voicemail. And when you do have a minute, you listen in. But this is what you would hear, and you hear this. Hi, this is Mary Manon Morrissey. Let's pause for a moment, and together we can create a miracle minute. And then for the next minute, I just take a thought, an idea, an inspiration, and remind us with either a short story or a quote and describe it, but it's always at a frequency which reminds us of our power to create, who we are, about how important it is to stay focused on what matters to us. And it's just like a tuning fork for the day to keep us focused, keep us empowered, and keep us moving in the direction we want to be heading in. So it's free for a month. I hope you'll try it, and you could just email me personally, just email mmmorrissey, two R's and two S's, at AOL.com, and I'll make sure you get on the list.
Okay, that's mmmorrissey at AOL.com, and Mary will make sure you get on the list, and you will get your free month, and this will really transform your life. I want to also mention, I forgot to say this, that in addition to calling in, you can send your questions in through email to live, L-I-V-E, at the T-H-E, Dr. D-R, PatShow.com. That's live at the DrPatShow.com. Okay, Eric, let's go to the phones.
All right. Speaking of live, we've got a couple callers live with us now. Let's start with Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Teresa.
I just want to thank you very much for being who you are and all that you give, because I used to watch your television show, and I religiously every Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Teresa.
My question is, about 10 minutes ago, I just found I'm fostering a child, a 9-year-old child, and she had a twin sister, and they had to be separated because of certain issues. And we just found out about 10 minutes ago that her sister has committed suicide.
Oh. How old is she?
But it didn't. She's in the hospital now. She's nine.
So she attempted suicide.
Right. She attempted suicide. And
how old is the girl?
They're both nine.
They're both nine.
Nine.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how seriously injured? I mean, is she going to be okay, the twin?
Yeah, she's going to be okay. I don't know for sure the details yet, but my question is how to bring light to the situation and to approach my foster child with this.
Are they close? Are these two girls close?
No, they've been separated for about a year and a half now.
But are they emotionally close? I mean, do they talk on the phone? Do they?
They do a visit every couple weeks. They're not really close anymore, no.
But, you know, twins have a psychic closeness that almost always is beyond whether they're physically close or not. And it's amazing that they've done studies with twins who were separated at birth and will meet in their 40s or 50s, and how much of their life decisions and patterns and ways of being are so similar that there's all kinds of research that would say there is a kind of closeness that doesn't require, it's kind of a non-local reality, and it doesn't require, so I would just say that because of the sense, and I appreciate the sensitivity of your question. I mean, how do you tell her? And at 9 years old, you want to be careful about many of the, you know, you don't want to scare her, but you also want to say to her that her sister has been sick, and that sometimes sickness happens in our bodies, and sometimes sickness happens in our thinking, and it makes us confused. And that, you know, when we're sick in our bodies don't work right. And when we're sick in our thinking doesn't work right. And that some of her thinking didn't work right, and she tried to hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's getting some help now, and that I don't know if you pray with her or you say affirmations, but that you say, so what we can do is let's create a get well card for her. And let's get it in the mail. We'll deliver it to, I don't know if you're going to take her to the hospital or you just deliver it, but find a way to have her twin, the girl you take care of, find a way to bring an architecture to her feeling about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So she can write a letter to her twin. She can make a card, a get well card, and you can help her if you're a praying family, that you help her do a prayer and ask God's help, or ask help from a higher power to protect her sister and to help her sister get well.
Okay. All help? Right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa.
Welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, our prayers do go out, don't they, Mary?
Yes, they do.
Mm. Okay, I have,
you know,
a...
And I just pause here for a second. Mm-hmm. See, you know, there's almost not a family that isn't touched by suicide, that isn't touched by depression.
Mm-hmm.
That almost all of us have a family member or an aunt and uncle in our, you know, our parental family somewhere where suicide touched our family. And either attempts or successes, and they're equally—I don't know—equally, but they're very, very difficult, and a lot of shame around it. And we have so much shame around diseased thinking that we forget that it's very much like a diseased body. You know, there's no shame. It's just you know, the chemistry and all the many aspects of us are not working in harmony. And when we bring compassion to our dis-ease, we actually have access to much more possibility of wellness.
You know, the conversation about compassion is a conversation that I would love to do a show on, to really have a topic for the show on compassion, because I think that there is some confusion around compassion, what it means. And I think that the word compassion for a lot of people means that they have to do something, that there's some action, that's something that they have to do. And I would love, Mary, if we could think about creating a theme for one of the future shows around compassion.
One of my great compassion teachers is the time I've spent with the Dalai Lama, and he's got some very powerful things to say about that, too. So I think we could do a great show, Pat.
Absolutely. Let's do it. See that? Don't you love the way that we just create things? This is a co-creation at its finest. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and right here with Mary Manning Morrissey. And, of course, I believe we have another call. Oh, no, we don't. I do have an email. And while I'm doing the email, go ahead, Eric.
I just want to say we did lose our caller. So if you want to call back, or if you're out there and you want to call in tonight, we'd love to hear from you at 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
And we know how that works because I know you all are driving. You're in the car now. You're driving. You're trying to get the number down, and you don't have the number in your speed dial as of yet. And that's what's happening. You're driving. You're hitting the buttons. And then all of a sudden, you hit a zone where there's all of a sudden the signal gets lost. But we want to tell you that we're here for you. We're ready to pick up the phones. Merryman and Morrissey is ready to answer your questions. And we are here with this show every Monday. Every Monday. At 5, you can listen to us by just turning that dial to AM 1150, or you can listen to us and pass the word on by listening to the streaming, live streaming, Eric, right on the website?
Absolutely. 1150kknw.com. Click the Listen Live button. Make sure your pop-up blocker is off, and it'll pop up your player, and you can listen live anywhere in the world.
Okay. So, Mary, we do have an email that I'd like to share with you, and wonder if you could get your thoughts on this. This is a really great question. I think this is a question that for a lot of people, you're going to want to, perhaps if you're sitting, you want to get your pencil, get your pad out, and maybe check into the answer. Here's the question. How do you tell the difference between intuition and wishful thinking?
That's a good question.
That's what I said.
I'm going, hmm.
Yeah. I thought, you know, for when I first heard the question, I thought, wow, is there really a difference? Hmm.
Well, there is. I mean, wishful thinking is when you're in desire. You're wishing for an experience. You know, wishful thinking is dream. You know, you're either dreaming or you're longing or you're wishing for. You know, even the very idea of wish is that there's something absent that you want to call in. Intuition is an awareness that, see, we have intelligence. All of us. And we basically have two hemispheres of the brain. We have the right and the left hemisphere, one of which is our logical, linear thinking capacity, our intelligence system that is our logical thinking, our intellect. And the intellect measures and distinguishes and separates and judges and does all of what the intellect is trained to do and important to do in the physical reality. You need to be able to judge how much distance is between your car and the car in front of you. You need to be able to distinguish that there's six feet between you and the counter, and you can actually take your shopping cart through that. So the intellect is doing all of this measuring, distinguishing, separating, judging all the time. But you have we all have another whole intelligent system that is not only smart but wise. That part of us doesn't require physical reality to have its intelligence. It draws from a non-local reality. This Rupert Sheldrake, who won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of what's called the morphogenic field. I mean, we know this, that everything is connected. And so that intelligence is not separated by time-space continuum. It is everywhere present. And so Thomas Edison, when he's trying to find the answer to how to create the incandescent bulb, he's doing a practice where he sits in a rocking chair. They called it Edison's catnaps. But what he's actually doing is meditating or taking the question into the field of infinite intelligence, his intuitive faculty, and asking the question and getting relaxed. So just as we talked about being a broadcast station, which might be your wishful thinking, when you're wishing for something, you're broadcasting a desire, your intuitive faculty then is your receptive station where you're drawing in, you're allowing. And we all have an allowing capacity, so you allow the answer to come to you. Both of those are different capacities that we have, and both are equally important to live a whole life.
All right. Thank you so much. Boy, we're getting the questions in here now, Mary. I think this is a good time to take a short break. And when we come back, more with Merryman Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile. This show is called Life Solutions. To find out more, go to www.lifesoulutions.com. Lots of information. And also, there's a free 1 month for the Power Minute or the Miracle Minute with Merryman and Morrissey. And that is mmmorrissey@aol.com. And
Morrissey has two R's. M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y. So two R's and two S's.
There we go. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, more with the show. If you've got questions, we're here for you. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Or 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Are you ready to tune in and to get your Power Minute? We'll be right back.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Menon Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to a phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. Contact Karen at 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or Karen at LifeSolutions.com. That's Karen at LifeSolutions.com to start receiving your daily Miracle Minute.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming spiritual community located in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. They offer Sunday services, classes, and special events and programs to help answer the call to be present in love, one day, one moment, one breath at a time. They're located at 208th Avenue North, across the street from Denny Park. Or visit seattleunity.org.
NCD, a new oral detoxification product that reduces the effects of environmental toxicity and can help millions across the globe. Natural Cellular Defense is an effective oral detoxifier, a tool in the fight against toxicity. Join our Copious Health team to raise awareness about environmental toxicity and this safe new product. Go to copioushealth.com or call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. Copioushealth.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Fridays at 5 p.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Within each of us is a call to greater life. Now, Mary Manon Morrissey, minister, author, and teacher, helps you discover your own greater life in a brand new interactive radio show. Introducing Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Life Solutions Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m., part of the Dr. Pat family.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. This show is being brought to you as part of the Dr. Pat family, Dr. Pat Show family. And this is a regular show, regular Monday evening show at 5 every Monday. You can tap in, tell your friends, pass the word around. This is Life Solutions with Mary Manon Morrissey.
And, you know, when we came back in, I hate coming back in when it's like on a weird line like that.
Yeah.
I've got a bad disease for the song. The song is actually Soul to Squeeze, and that's Life Solutions.
So good.
I slip that in. But, you know, of course, sometimes it doesn't line up exactly how we want it.
I know. It happens all the time as I do my show Monday through Friday. It's really interesting.
Sometimes a weird line will be lingering there as we come back in.
So that's exactly right.
Just wanted to clear that up.
That happened with Barbara Marx Hubbard last week during an interview last week. And I don't know what was pulled up. I think we played one of the Christina Aguilera songs, which are generally beautiful. But it was just that one line or something in there that, you know, you have to try to figure out how to make the segue. But the segue for this is that each and every one of us, you know, has a story. There are things that we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. What better way to shift the thoughts that do not serve us than to tap into the Power Minute? And of course, my guest today, my co-host today, Mary Manon Morrissey, is all about that. Her new website, lifesolutions.com, SOULUTIONS.com. That's the place to go. Mary, this is so totally fun doing this show with you and powerful at the same time. You know, people separate powerful and fun, but we don't have to do that.
That's right. It is, in fact, it is so fun to take 1 minute and shift your day with it because you begin to realize the power of the minutes and how we, you know, once we begin to recognize the power of 1 minute, we are much less likely to let several minutes get invested in outcomes that we really don't want. You know, every one of us is handed 525,600 minutes. That's 1 year of life. The people we admire most, the people we respect most, the people who we think have just done fantastic things didn't have any more than 525,600. They just focused those minutes differently than we are tending to focus ours. You know, the difference between incandescent light and laser is focus.
Mm.
The difference between water that just goes across a plane and water that drives a turbine and creates electricity is focus.
Mm.
So when we focus ourselves even 1 minute a day, and then we can begin over time to recognize that we can bring a different focus to our daily minutes, we unleash in us a power that was just waiting for us to focus to bring about the dreams of our heart and what we would like to make a contribution with to the world.
So let's give out the email address, because what we're offering today on the show is we're offering a 1 month, is it, Mary? One month.
1 month subscription. It's free to the Power Minute, which means that you just request Power Minute, give us your name and the phone number you would like to receive the Power Minute and your email address. So you get your name, your email address, and the phone you would like to receive the Power Minute. It doesn't cost anything. And for the next 30 days, once a day between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., your phone will ring, and if you have a minute to answer it, do so. If not, let it go to your voicemail, and you will hear this. Hi, this is Mary Manon Morrissey. Let's pause for a moment, and together we can create a miracle minute. And there'll be a 1 minute power thought for your day, focus for reminding you about what's important and what's real, and over time you'll begin to see what happens with just 1 minute a day invested in paying attention to what matters.
Oh, it's absolutely powerful. All right, now, I've got another question, but let me say this. For those of you that would like to call in and have a conversation, have a chat, ask a question, or express your point of view, this would be the number and the time to call, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Right here, we want to make sure that if you call in, we get your questions on air. As the hour seems to move so quickly, I have got another email question, and here it is, Mary. Why are people in the New Thought group sometimes just as judgmental as typical Christian groups? It seems sometimes even more so, especially when people are having bad times. They feel blamed for their problems.
Well, I think we have to realize that just because somebody becomes a quote-unquote New Thought person or someone takes a step towards self-evolution, it doesn't make us completely enlightened.
That's
and
right.
That the patterns that we've learned just carry forward. So we have to, I think, just allow each other our own immaturities and give each other grace. Whether our judgment comes from a fundamental point of view or it comes from a New Thought point of view, judgment is judgment. And it is, whether, you know, I heard somebody say once, well, I've just given up all judgment. I'm not judgmental anymore at all, except about judgmental people. I'm very judgmental about judgmental people. You know, it's sort of a joke, but it was, judgment is judgment, that energy of condemnations which creates separation and contributes to every war in the world, which is I'm right, you're wrong, I'm better, you're worse. That kind of comparing and separating is a mini war that happens in our own mind. A friend of mine who was a minister passed away in 92, but he used to say, you know, there's certain people who are just not safe to walk down the streets of my mind.
That's right.
Because there would be attack thoughts that would occur. And he was joking, but he was also saying that when we pay attention to those attack thoughts, we can recover from them.
Mm.
So I think we give extra grace, but we also realize that in every tradition, there is its immaturity as well. One of the immaturities of fundamentalism, regardless of the strain it comes from, is the right-wrong thinking. We've got it right, you've got it wrong. The same thing happens in New Thought communities, which is, it's not we've got the only path, but because there's a recognition of our co-creative power, when a circumstance occurs that we don't perceive as good from the point of view with which we're looking, the temptation is to condemn the experiencer of that condition, saying, well, what would you do to create that? Why are you creating cancer? Why are you creating a car wreck? Why are you creating...
Yeah.
And that kind of condemnation, that kind of judgment is abusive.
Yes.
As abusive as the kind of condemnation that happens in fundamentalism. And it's unenlightened. The truth is, none of us would create a condition that is difficult consciously. And the other side of this is none of us really know what anything is for. In this world, this land of polarity, with up and down and in and out and male and female and hot and cold and good and not so good and light and dark, and the universe gives us this wonderful playground to discover. If somebody says to you, how are you feeling? You say, oh, I feel pretty good. How do you know you feel good except somewhere in your experience you've had the feeling or the time when you didn't feel good? That not feeling good is valuable information. It's a reference point for feeling good. We need polarity for the experience of our human experience. So part of what happens is whether it comes from a fundamental point of view or a New Thought person who's saying, well, you know, and actually I grew up in that. My early New Thought training in the 70s was we didn't want to go to church if we had a cold because that was, well, what have you been thinking? Versus congestion in the body is usually the last stage of congestion in the mind. Now the body's working it out and releasing it as clarity has come into the mind. We're a mind-body system. So we just don't know what everything is for, but even if you put, imagine this, if you put a jigsaw puzzle together, there are, when all the pieces are sitting out, there's some dark, scary pieces all by themselves. They're kind of funny shapes, and you don't like, ooh, I don't like this dark piece of the puzzle. But if you don't just hang on there, and then you discover how that dark piece was required for the whole puzzle to come together, and with its whole picture, that dark piece is part of a beautiful mosaic. It brings about an incredibly beautiful picture.
And
same thing with our lives.
And it's instrumental. I mean, we can't complete the puzzle without that piece, can we?
That's right.
I mean, it's all part of it. I think the question, and by the way, I think we've touched on that question. You know, so much of what we run into, Mary, is exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I heard it the other day, believe it or not. I was at a conference and I heard it the other day and I overheard one person talking to another person and they were talking about a third person who had this really awful disease. And, you know, the other person very quickly said, you know, I wonder what, you know, she has called into her life for her to get this disease. And I thought in that minute, wow, you know.
That's why we'll do the show on compassion.
We'll do the show on compassion. you know, I'm only imagining that that wasn't said directly to the person. Although, you know, I've had callers on the daytime show that have talked about that. They're even afraid now to mention to someone else in their community when they don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that question.
Yeah.
Thank you for that question. Okay, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we do have a caller. We don't have a caller?
Yeah, we lost her. So, Noreen, if you're out there, please call back.
All right, we'll bring you right up as soon as you call. Call us back, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. You have to train me again, Eric. 1-888-298-5569, or send that email live, LIVE, at thedrpetshow.com. We'll be right back.
The Miracle Minute with Mary Menon Morrissey is an inspirational one-minute phone call sent daily to a phone of your choice. It's only $9.95 a month, and when you mention the Dr. Pat Show, you'll receive a month free with your subscription. Contact Karen at 503-922-3460. That's 503-922-3460. Or Karen at lifesolutions.com. That's Karen at lifesolutions.com to start receiving your Daily Miracle Minute.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Call now, 1-866-NO-BLOAT. That's right, 1-866-NO-BLOAT, and discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Put money in the bank, not in your tank. Gas prices skyrocketing, emissions polluting our air. This doesn't have to be your story. Save an average of 7 to 19% miles per gallon now with Ethos Fuel Enhancer, a revolutionary product currently being used by the U.S. government and China to significantly increase miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions. This non-hazardous, non-toxic fuel enhancer is available now by calling 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Take the money out of your tank and put it in the bank. Or visit ethosfuelpower.com.
Bonjour, my name is Véronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE and I will send you 3 of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 plus shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money. So take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
Seattle Unity Church is a welcoming, spiritual community in the heart of Seattle, dedicated to inspiring, deepening, and celebrating individual and collective spiritual journeys. Join Seattle Unity on May 17th at 7 p.m. for Chant, an interfaith crossroads concert featuring Gina Sala, Joseph Anderson, and Devorah Gottsman at 208th Avenue North across from Denny Park. Visit the website, seattleunity.org.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Life Solutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, with Mary Manning Morrissey and, of course, me, Dr. Pat, from The Dr. Pat Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, right here on
Alternative Talk 1150.
There we go. We have our caller.
We do. We've got Noreen on the line with us now.
Hi, Noreen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. I know you've got a question.
I do. My daughter called me today. She's 25 years old. She's had physical problems most of her life, since she was born. And, now she is having difficulty and she's sabotaging herself with her employment and can't hold a job, but she can't put her finger on why.
So what kind of physical problems?
Oh, she's had, when she was born with fluid on her lungs, and then she had ear infections, chronic ear infections, and now she's had problems with, they're not sure if it's liver, they're having a difficult time figuring out what it is, but she also may have endometriosis, so she's had
So she said, okay, these are the kinds of physical challenges she said. And I didn't understand when you said she canceled a job. Did she cancel a job interview or did she quit a job she had?
She's sabotaging herself in that she's not showing up on a regular basis. So then she gets fired.
At a job that she currently had. And then
recently she's been
fired?
Yeah.
Okay. So does she live? She doesn't live with you?
No.
Okay, so what happens when she doesn't do her work, and how does she have money?
Well, she's engaged, and she's living with her fiancé.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
And so he is supporting them at this point. But they need extra money, and she understands that. But for whatever reason, she's just having a real difficult time wanting to work. She really wants to stay home and be a mom.
Mm-hmm. So, Noreen, I mean, do you pitch in with the money when she needs money?
No.
No. Good girl. I just want to say that. You know, you're to be a loving presence for her and to be an ear to talk to and to be supportive to her, but it wouldn't be helpful to her.
No.
You're covering that base for her.
Yeah, so, I understand that.
You know, parenting an adult child is not easy. It's not any easier than parenting a 2-year-old or a 14-year-old. Learning the skill set of parenting the adult child is another whole skill set. So that you got that one down, and I always want to applaud you for that. It's a tough thing often to let our kids, you know, discover that they've got to produce their own wind, and the wind under their own wings is now their responsibility and their opportunity.
Exactly.
What when she spoke to you today, what was it you were able to offer her?
Well,
did she say to you, I'm sabotaging myself, or is the word yours?
She understands that she's sabotaging herself, but she's really frustrated as to why she has these feelings and why she doesn't really want to work. I mean, and she understands that she, you know, wants to stay home and be a mom, but she knows that that's not the time right now. And she knows that she really needs to contribute to the family at this point in time, but she just is having a really hard time getting the energy to do it or the desire to do it.
So, Pat, what would you say at this point? Because this is one of your specialties as well, and then I'll add in my thoughts.
You know, I think that for me, it's hard to encourage someone to do something that they're not ready to do. And when you're on the other side of that, and I know that I've been there myself, it's hard to step back and give them the room to let them be who they are and experience their own life's journeys, their own disappointments, their own bottoms, and their own tops, you know, their own moments of absolute divine experience. And so the question that I think comes up for me, Mary, is, How can we right here on the radio support each of you in your independent but connected journeys?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other question that comes up is how can we hold, you know, Noreen's daughter in the absolute divine space of knowing that the path that she on is the path to her own majestic manifestation.
Right.
I mean, does that make sense, Mary?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Absolutely. Doreen,
sense to me.
Okay. So, you know, Mary, you talked when we started the show. This is where I like your help. We started the show with the Power Minute.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And we talked about focus and attention, right?
Right.
Okay. So if we were to use the Power Minute and in helping Noreen put her attention on that which she wants to see, both for herself and her daughter, I think that would be a really important place to see if we can tap into that. Noreen, does that sound?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Noreen, here's where I think you could be particularly helpful to your daughter and to yourself in the process, is that you could list for yourself what you see that is empowering in your daughter, because the temptation is to see what's disempowering, her illnesses, her discouragement, her lack of motivation, or her sabotage. And remember we talked today about us being a broadcast station, And so if you would spend 1 minute and just think about all the good qualities and all of the character traits that are positive and the empowering things you know about your daughter, and as you tune into that and you write them down, in a minute's time, you can probably write at least 10 things. Just they'll pop right to you. I mean, maybe she's kind, maybe she's caring, mm-hmm. maybe she's bright, maybe she's creative, maybe she's artistic. I don't know what she, but they'll mm-hmm, come to right. you because you know her. And all of that is there. And then when you speak to her, you say next to her, I don't know who you've been pretending to be, but here's what I know about you. Here's what I do know about you.
Okay.
And you remind her what's really, you empower what's empowering. Because when we talk about what's not empowering, we're actually empowering that.
Yeah, okay.
So, you let her speak to you from that place of disempowerment, and now you move to for her. You go hold the spot of empowerment and just stand there strongly and beam that energy and remind her about what you know about her and that you trust her decision-making capacity, that she has, you've seen her at times make really good decisions, and you know she's going to make a really good decision for herself, her future, her fiancé, and what matters to her. And you believe that in her, and you believe it for her.
Thank you. Thank you much. I appreciate that.
All right. How does that sound?
That sounds like, yes, a good direction to go in.
All right.
I have been frustrated because this has been a topic of conversation over the last, couple of months. And I need to be more focused on her positive qualities, and I will do that.
Okay, and we'd love to hear back from you. Let us know if we could help you. We'll be back here next Monday. Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that.
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And all the best to you. Wow,
thanks.
Mary. I wish we could have play that Love Boat song because we have the best listeners anywhere. We really do. I say this on my 11 o'clock show, and I'm going to say it again. You all are absolutely just up. There it is. Absolutely. And this is really about the love. It's about, as we talked about earlier, it's about looking at your life and really experiencing all that you would love to experience in this world and having the tools to do that. And that's why Mary Mann and Morrissey comes to you each Monday with me, Dr. Pat Basile, to help you live that life that you absolutely love. Mary, let's just say in closing, what do you want to leave people with? How can they find out more about the powerful work that you are doing and remind them to come back next Monday?
Okay, well, a couple of things you can do. One is you can go to Life Solutions, SOULUTIONS, LifeSolutions.com. And take a look at that. But you can hit the menu bar, and it'll tell you all the different programs I'm involved in. If you would like to receive the Power Minute, all you have to do is email me at mmmorrissey, Mary Mannon Morrissey, mmmorrissey at AOL.com. Give me your name, your email address, request the Power Minute, and tell me the phone number you would like it to be delivered on. And within a few days, you'll start getting a phone call a day, sometime between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., with your Power Minute, and it'll be your gift for 30 days.
Wow. Another fabulous show, Mary. And, of course, the hour, I don't know where it goes, but I want to thank you again for joining us. We'll be back next Monday, 5 o'clock, with Mary Mann and Morrissey and me, Dr. Pat Basile. And if you want to get a little bit more of the Dr. Pat Show, you can go to www.thedrpatshow.com. Monday through Friday, right here on Alternative Talk. Lots in the archives, brand new website, podcasting, all of that. You'll be able to download this show right to your iPod. We'll see you next Monday right here.